Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Nun Vav, mitzvah 456, as we continue in the 21st mitzvah out of 55 in Parshas Re'eh. Today we finished Batosif, Batigra. Now we have one more mitzvah, which will be a lead-in, really, to the six mitzvahs after today's mitzvah. After today's mitzvah, we have six mitzvahs related to Mesis, related to somebody who tries to convince another to do Avodah Zarah. But today's mitzvah is kind of a somewhat of a introductory mitzvah to that one, as the Chinuch titles this mitzvah, Shlo Lishmoa Mi Misnabei B'Shem Avodah Zarah. Not to listen to someone who prophesizes in the name of an Avodah Zarah. That's the Yisr. It's based on the Parsha in the Re'eh. Ki Akum, the Torah tells us, Ki Akum B'Kir B'cha Novi O Cholem Chalom. If amongst you a Navi, a prophet, or a dreamer comes, V'Nasani Lecha Osa Mofes, and he gives you a sign, Ubaha Oslamo Face Ajardiber Elecha, Lemar, and he gives you a sign, a miracle, it's gonna rain tomorrow, whatever it is, and he says, Nelchad Achare Elohim Achirim Asher Lo Yidatam Vinavdeim. And we have to worship this Avodah Zarah. He prophesies to me, he told me, V'chulu, V'chulu, Lo Sishma El Divrei Hanaviyahu, O El Cholema Chalomahu. Do now listen to that Navi. Ki Minase Hashem Elokeichem Eschem. Hashem is testing you. Ladaz to know. Hayishchem Oavim Et Hashem Elokeichem. Do you really love God? Right? This is a test. B'chol Avavchem B'chol Nafshechem. Do you really love God with all your heart and soul? That's why Hashem allows this person to even do an os, to do something that looks like a miracle, in order to test you. Acharei Hashem Elokeichem teilechu voso tiro. No, stick to God. Etz mitzvosav tishmoru, v'kol tishmo. All these beautiful psukim. Voso savodu, vosid bakun. Stick to him, serve him. And v'hanavi ahu acholim acholim ahu, that navi, the separate mitzvah, that Navi Sheker, Yumasi Yischai Misa, because he diber Sara al Hashem al Kechem, he has said very wicked things regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you guard, and you have to root him out. So this is the mitzvah, according to the Rambam, according to the Chinuch, this is counted as a mitzvah not to listen, right? The pasuk of Lo Tishma El Divrei HaNavi Ahu. According to the Rambam, we'll read the Rambam in a minute, but note that the Ramban says that this is not a mitzvah. There are mitzvahs within these psukim, but according to the Ramban, not the one that the Rambam and the Chinuch quote. You know what the Ramban says? This mitzvah is just included in not doing Avodah Zarah. Don't listen to a Navi who says to follow Avodah Zarah. That's the Yisra of Avodah Zarah. Those separate mitzvah, separate losa say, says the Ramban. But according to the Rambam and according to the Chinuch, there is a separate mitzvah. Let's read the Rambam. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Hey, Halacha Vav and Zayin. This Isser, Navi Amasnabi B'Shem Avodah Zarah Ketzai. What does this mean? Let me describe this mitzvah, and then we'll see it in the Chinuch. Zeho Omer, Amrli Avodah Zarah Plonis. That idol over there told me a secret last night. O Kochav Ploni, that star that you see up there, I spoke to it last night. Shem Mitzvah Lasos Kach V'Kach, O Shlo Lasos Kach V'Kach. That star told me to do this to worship him. Afilu Kivin Es Halacha. Even if he says, this star told me to eat kosher, and you eat kosher, l'shem that star, l'tameyat ha-tameyu, l'tayres ha-tahar, even if it didn't go against halacha, but it was in the name of an Avodah Zarah, and you talked to him, im hisru bo b'fnei shtayim arizad nechanak, that it's an isu d'araisa with a chiyav misa, chenek, sh'ne'amar, v'ayish asher yidaver b'shem Elohim achirim u'meza navi ahu, the Navi Sheker himself is Chayiv Isa, but then the Rambam adds our mitzvah, Ve'asur la'aroch din v'tshuva, im mistabi b'shem Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to get into conversations with him. You're not allowed to talk to him. The second that you hear somebody get up on a chair and say, such and such Avodah Zarah told me that we have to do this, you need to walk away. That's the Isser. To talk to him is the Avera. Ve'ein sho'alin mimenu oso mofes. And don't even ask him. You know, do you have a sign? Ve'im asa me'atzmo imashkichin alav. If he happened to do it immediately without your asking, you're not allowed to listen. Ve'im maharin bo. You're not allowed to think about it. Ve'kol machashiv ba'osos shelo shema emesheim. If you start talking to him and start having some doubts and wondering, that already is violating the Isser. If I start wondering, Avar Belosashe, should Emerlo Sishbal Divri and Avayahu, and then Avi Sheker is Mechanic, but this is today's Isser, not even to get into conversations with people who are talking B'Shem Avodah Zarah. This could be a very Lamaisa mitzvah, as we'll talk about soon. Let's first read the Chinuch. Let's not try to analyze and focus and get him into conversation in order to prove. No, Rachman al-Islan, if a missionary comes to the door, this could be included in that they're prophesizing in the name of Avodah Zarah. Just getting into conversations with them. That's included in this Isser. O Mofe, Sheyitin al Nevuaso, Kamosha no Osim Bibisabi Bishem Hashem. The chinuch is contrasting. By a Navi MS, if somebody comes that Hashem told me, and he is somebody who is a chacham, and it's tzaddik, and he's known, and he says Hashem told me, then we could test. You could test for a Navi MS. Oh, did Hashem really tell you? This is what the Rambam describes in Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah. The Rambam says, first the Rambam talks about the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and all the other Naviim. Four differences the Rambam says. But then the Rambam says, so what about if somebody comes along, not Moshe Rabbeinu, and says, I am a Navi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me this, told me that. So, says the Rambam, the end of Perek Zayin, HaNavi, Efshar Shetia Nevuah So La'atzmo Bilvad, sometimes a Navi will just get Nevuah for himself, La'archiv Libo La'hosif Daito, to for his knowledge to be increased, Ad Sheyeda Mashalo HaYodea Me'osan Advar Magdolim, Hashem will reveal secrets to the Navi. The Efshar sheyishulach la'am me'ame ha'aretz or la'anshi ha'ir o mamlacha right levonan osam lebonenu tamo lahodiyam mayasu, to teach the am what to do. That's most neviim. That's the word navi comes from the word niv svatayim, an expression of the lips. Olim noah osam mima'aseim ha'ra'im shebiyadeyhem ukeshemishalchen oso. And when Hashem sends a navi, he gives him an os or a mofes, a sign to prove that he is a Navi. Kidei sheyedu ha'am shakel shalcho be'emet. V'lo kala osa osa mofes ba'aminim osa shu Navi. Just because a person does a miracle doesn't mean he's a Navi. Oh! Right? He's gotta have the background. He's gotta have the life behind him. Ela adam shayinu yodim bo mitchilaso. Shehu ra'ui l'nevuah. You gotta be in the parsha. If somebody is ra'ui l'nevuah, he's the gadol ador. Bechachmasa, ubemaisav, shenis ala b'en al kol b'nei gilo. He's in a league by himself. V'haya mahalich b'darki enevu ubekdushasa prishusa. And he is separated from everyone else. And he acts in a unique way. So that type of person, if a guy in the street comes over and says, I'm a Navi, and there's my sign, you just like, you walk away. No, it's only somebody who is in the parsha already, roi l'nevua, then you look at the sign. V'zeh ha'os yeshlo b'dvarim b'go, afa became mitzvah l'shmalo, hol v'adam gadol, he's an adam gadol, and a chacham, and royal nevuah, then you trust him. He might be making up a story. Let's say he became the gadol adar, and now he's throwing it all away. But that's the halacha. The halacha is, if he was royal nevuah, you trust him if he does that os. The Rambam compares this to, shebikach nitztavinu, that's what we're commanded. Kimo shenitztavinu lachtoch hadin al pishnei edem ksherim. Just like if two witnesses come to court and say, Reuven killed Shimon and Reuven's chayim misa, Reuven's chal Shabbos, what do? You listen to the witnesses and you kill. Maybe they're lying. Maybe they're doing a great job, and even with the self-examination, even with the drisha v'chakira, they are, the cross-examination, they're lying. But you still act based on it, because that's two witnesses. The Torah says two witnesses, you act based on their testimony, even if they might be lying. The same thing with a Navi MS. So a Navi MS, you listen to his osos, you figure out, says the Sefer HaChinuch, not a Navi Sheker. Or I should say, not a Navi B'Shem Avodah Zarah, because he is Vaday a Navi Sheker. Ava, what do we do? Nimna Ehu min Hadavar. Kemosha Ra'ui B'chol Poshia V'Hasham. We just go away from them. Vim Yachzik B'Daito. And if he continues trying to talk in the name of Avodah Zarah, Nikayim bo ha'onesh ha'yadua shechiyavto Torah. Look later on in Parsha Shoftim. It tells you what to do with the Navi Sheker. V'hula ha'miso b'chenek. And that is to kill him with a misa of chenek. V'alzeh ne'amar lo sishmael divrei ha'navi ahu. That is today's mitzvah, not to listen to that Navi. Interesting, as we know, as the psukim say, Hashem is testing us to see if we are loyal and we follow what we're supposed to do. There is a fascinating application of this in one of the Gaonim. Even before the Rishonim, one of the Gaonim. Famous story in Besekhel Bar Metzia, Nuntes, Tanur Shalach Noi. You all know the story. There was a machlokas about a certain oven between Rabbi Machlok, Rabbi Elazar, and the Chachamim. And Rabbi Eliezer said it was Tahar, and the Chachamim say it was Tameh. And Rabbi Elazar got up and said that I'm right. And to prove that I'm right, this tree should prove that I'm right. And the tree gets uprooted. And if I'm right, the water should prove that I'm right. And the water starts flowing upstream. If I'm right, the Kostle Beis HaMedrash should prove that I'm right. And the Kostle Beis HaMedrash, the walls start caving in. And Rabbi Yeshua stands up and says to the walls, don't you move. And the walls stop in the middle. And they're slanted. They're slanted in the middle. So what happens? Rabbi Elazar says, Shemayim will prove that I'm right. And the heavenly voice goes out and says, Halacha Rabbi Eliezer. Yeshua stands up and says, Lo b'Shemayim. Unbelievable story. And it continues even after that. But the question is asked by Bali Tosfos. Why is it that the bas kol in that story was not listened to? We reject the bas kol, Lo b'Shemayim. Wow, we know the Gemara in Erev and Dafyud Gimel, where the Gemara says that a bas kol went out and said, Halacha k'beis Hillel, and we pass it like that bas kol. Or he passed by Beis Hillel because of the bas kol. So that's a question Bali Tosfos asked in Bar Metzia and in Erevin, v'chulu. So various answers given. One of the answers is that the bas kol by Rabbi Elazar wasn't a real bas kol. It was just there with covered Rabbi Elazar to give him covered. So he basically forced God's hand. They didn't want to embarrass him. So they said the bas kol, but really that wasn't a bas kol. It wasn't a real full-fledged bas kol without any encouragement beforehand. But Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon in Brachos on Daf Yutes Mabez quotes this, but quotes that answer in a very unique way, quoting our mitzvah. V'zesh amru yatsa bas kol v'yamra malach ha-mitzvah Rabbi Elazar halacha gemosa b'chol makom rizi beis shuvos. Ha'achas ki bas kol lo amru shalacha gemosa b'davar zeh al b'chol makom. Okay. V'chulu, let's continue. Where he says it, he says, it could be that Allah is not like Rabbi Elazar, even though the bas kol said it. Vashenis, here's his answer. Shalo haisa hakavana. The bas kol wasn't a real bas kol. So Tosfos says it was just a covenant to Rabbi Elazar. But Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon has a different formulation. You know why there was a bas kol? Linasos es hachachamim. To test the rabbis. If they would hold strong in their beliefs of following the majority. Im yanichu ha-kabbalah shebiyadam v'ha-gemara shebefihem b'shvil baskol v'imlav. Would they throw away the system that they have been trained to follow because of his heavenly voice all of a sudden? And look what he says. V'dome l'mashe kasav. It's similar to what the Torah says in Dvarim Perakid Gimel about a Navi b'shem Avodah Zarah. Ki menasa Hashem Elokeichem eschem. God is testing you. Just like our mitzvah, God is testing us. Rabbi Donisim Gon quotes that in our context. God is testing us here. But really, it's Lo Bashamayimi, and we have to follow the rules and regulations of Psak, of Limud, like our Moshe Feinstein writes in his Akdama Digres Moshe. It could be that there are baskols, but you know, we have to get what he calls MS Lahora'a. Emes la'amita, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. But there's an emes, if one follows the proper paths through one's learning and through one's research, and they're sitting there b'kovid rosh and b'yir shamayim, and they come to a psak and an answer. So that is what has to be followed. That is what has to be followed. Good. There's an unbelievable girsa issue that's quoted. Some of it's quoted here in the Iturei Torah. The Iturei Torah quotes here a gematria. It's in the Balaturim here. He quotes, I looked in a few Balaturim, some of them don't have any of it. But if you look in new Balaturims, the Balaturim says, on the word Bikirbacha, Ki akum Bikirbacha, if there is a Navi amongst you, Bikirbacha is Gematria Zu Ha'isha. Bikirbacha is Gematria Zu Ha'isha. Which doesn't really make any, what does that mean? Bikir, amongst you Zu Ha'isha? The Gematria works out. But it's hard to know exactly what that means. So he quotes here from old Svarim. He says he looked in old Balaturims, and there was a different word. It says in there, Bekirbacha Navi. That's the next word in the pasuk. Kiyoka Bekirbacha Navi Ochalim Chalom. It says, Bekirbacha Navi Gematria Zu Ha'isha Ubina. The Gematria, and also works out the Gematria. A false prophet. Bekirbacha Navi, the Balaturim says, is the Gematria of a mother and her child. Zuha Isha Ubana, and it was taken out by the Christian censors. So that's why what we have is Bekir Becha Zuha Isha makes no sense. But Bekir Becha Navi Zuha Isha, both gematrias work out, which is amazing. But Zuha Isha Ubana says the Balaturim, in the original Balaturims. That's what an allusion in the Torah for the roots of the other religion. Misharshia mitzvah. Let's continue now. Says the Chinuch, some of the messages behind this mitzvah. Says, Lefi shahata'us nimsa eitzel b'nei adam tamid. Right? Because mistakes are our intellect and our mind is soft. V'sichlam einenu bari lavol taklus emes bedvarim. We don't always, sometimes we ask questions and we don't get to the answers. And in terms of emuna, that's very dangerous. To start researching with real questions and having discussions with people who don't believe or asking the questions based on only looking for answers, that could be very dangerous. We've quoted in the past Rav Yisrael Salanter, who says that we say every day here in Eretz Yisrael, and in Chutz La'aretz, we say it on Shabbos and Yontif, Ein Kelokeinu. Ein Kelokeinu and Mi Kelokeinu. Shouldn't you ask the question first? First we should say Mi Kelokeinu. Then you give the answer, Ein Kelokeinu. Says Rav Yisrael Salanter, no, it's important to delve and to try to ask questions, but not first. First has got to be a basis of emuna. Ein kelokeinu. Then we can try to strengthen it. Mi kelokeinu. But to first ask ein kelokeinu, and if chas v'shalom, there's no answer given, if I don't understand it, which we can never understand it fully, being finite human beings. So that's very dangerous. So it's always first ein kelokeinu. That's this mitzvah. This mitzvah is not to get into conversations with people who can lead us astray. V'tochash ha-Torah, the Torah is worried. Ki ulai mitoch ha-tainos ha-machzivos, sit through the false claims. V'arichus ha-dibor v'avikuach im-azad, or im-azar, with the stranger, dover shkarim. Ha-mestabev shem avadazara yispateh. We could be seduced. We could be drawn off the path. The av kilo yispate a love, and even if you don't, even if you know you're strong, ulai yifak peik bilvavo, maybe there'll be a moment or two where there'll be some shades of doubt in one's mind, afilu shachach, even for a moment, that's already a problem. Right, we know the six mitzvahs tamidios, the six constant mitzvahs, even for a second, if I don't have yichud Hashem, if I don't have, even for a second, I'm not fulfilling that mitzvah. And even though I know this guy is a fool, and there's nothing in his discussions that pull me, and the Torah says, stay away. Somebody mentions Avodah Zarah, don't talk to them. Yes, if there's a fellow Jew that's off the path, we have to try to be educate him as much as we can, but we have to make sure it's in the context of being a mashpia and not being a mushpa. Afapikin chasa Torah aleinu leval nova afilu shah achas mikol yameinu. Not to put ourselves into a situation where there would be a doubt. I think we mentioned also in the past the Apterav on the first Mishnah in Masechet Shkalim. First Mishnah in Shkalim says that on the first day of Adar, the Bezdim was Mashmin ala Shkalim v'ala Kilayim. They started counting the Machzor HaShekel. Everybody should start collecting the Machzor HaShekel on Adar. You have a month. And also, after the springtime, after the winter, coming spring, you have to check your field for Kilayim. You have to go out. Those two things are in the Mishnah. But Al Pidrush, the Aftarav says, what does Shkalim have to do with Kilayim? Shkalim is all about Achdus. Everybody gives half a Shekel. We're all one together. Even though we believe in Achdus, it is tremendous value. Got to make sure it's not kelayim. You got to make sure that there's no mixtures that create isurin. Doesn't become shatness. So we have to make sure, again, to be the mashpiyim and not to be the mushpayim. Again, many sources related to that. That is the message of the mitzvah according to the chinuch. V'dini ha-mitzvah, the halachas are discussed in Sanhedrin. V'no heges b'chol makom b'chol zman. The mitzvah applies always with men and women. There is an interesting ha'ara made by Rav Sorotzkin as well in the Aznayim LaTorah. He quotes there that what is it? What does the pasuk say? If somebody says Nelcha acharei Elohim achirim, let's go after Elohim achirim, other gods. Why doesn't it just say that? Let's find, lo hiskir, the seduction that the Ovid Avodah Zarah here tries to do, doesn't say there is no God. He just say maybe there are other gods. It says of Sorotzkin, based on the Ramban and others, because most people out there, even if they're not such believers, they believe there was a creator. It's very, very hard to suggest that there was just an explosion and there was no force in charge. That is very difficult to suggest. That's why even in the Torah, the more common argument is, of course there was a creator, but now there's a team of creators. There's a team of gods out there. There are many things, chas v'shalom, that could work. That's why the Lashon in the Torah is, Nelcha acharei Elohim acherim, because that's the more common. Says the Chinuch finishing up, V'over alzeh, v'shamal nal navi. If somebody violates, and there's a navi who is being misnabi, the name of an avodah zarah, and I get into conversation with him, after being warned not to, kigon sheherachimo b'dvarim, o sheshal, or I ask for an osur amofes, I violate this isur avra alavzeh. Aval ein lokar lov, I don't get malchus, because it's alav sheim amaisa, but either way, this is the isur of listening to a navi b'shem avodah zarah. So next time we pick up with the six mitzvos that are related to Mesis.